I didn't think I was not going to, you know, miss no time. I didn't think I was going to miss no time at all. But, you know, let my agents work it out and let coach them work it out. And, you know, they wanted me to be here. So I'm here and I'm happy to be here. So and I want to be here as soon as possible. So it was a good deal for me. It was a good deal for them. I'm just, you know, happy to be here. And I'm very happy, you know, to be, you know, getting paid like I am paid. So it's a blessing.
Just talk about what it's like to have money that I'm sure when you're in high school you never dreamed you'd see.
Like I said, it's a blessing, just a living dream, and it's just, it's like surreal, man, because once you get money, it's like, okay, what do I do with it? And now it's just, you got to save and invest, man. You got to make sure that you can live your life for the rest of your life. I mean, after football, you still got at least 45, 50 years after, you know, you got to live. So for me, it's just a lot of investing, a lot of saving for me.
Today looked a lot like rookie minicamp where, you know, no pads or anything. Do you expect it to really feel different come either Friday when everybody's here or Saturday with the fans or Sunday when the first pads, the first batted practice?
No, most definitely. It's going to be way different because it's all these guys out here hungry and everybody's out here working. So these guys, when the vets get here, they're going to be turned up. And so we got to up our tempo, you know, just as well. It's going to be a lot more football players out here so we can, you know, go faster and we can get winded more because we got time to rest through the different plays and stuff. So we all had to be turned up. And no matter what, we got to make sure that we all doing our job and we all out here, you know, contributing to be a winner this year. I mean, far as me and Brandon, I think it's gonna be learning for us. I mean, but for the team, I think we're gonna fit right in when it comes to you know, being game ready. Both our programs, when we was in college, we was at the top, and we all, you know, we both worked hard, and we still work hard to this day. And so we both out there trying to earn positions, and we out there trying every day, and we doing everything we can. If it's studying, watching more film, you know, running through the play, running finish past last defender. Finishing the throw, we doing everything we can to make sure that we're professional ready. We're ready for this first preseason game and ready for the regular season game.
Can you share a few things about what you did on summer break?
I ran. I ran, got in shape, and I was being a daddy at the same time. So them two things there is much mental as far as being just you know, down to earth person and being a dad and, you know, being mentally ready, you know, physically and mentally ready for this game that I'm going to have on every Sunday.
What are you expecting out of the offense this season, and how do you think the rookies are going to impact that?
This season is going to be a lot of growth, and it's going to be a lot of hunger out there. And, you know, for us to just come together, I think it's going to be a good learning, you know, especially in this offseason. It's going to be a good learning experience for us, and at the same time, our time has come. Game time, I think we all going to be ready. I think they can move the team into a better direction, you know, as far as, you know, changing the program. I think we have a, you know, a big contribute to the team, but, you know, being a guy saver, something like that, that's not, you know, what we do. We're here to, you know, contribute to the team and make effort of what we do and work hard. And so I think me and Brandon is going to be a good combo when it comes to the contributor to the team this year. And even a good receiver that we got this year. All three of them, they all out there working hard. So I think this rookie class is a real good rookie class for this team here.
How is Brandon out there? Does he seem like the leader? Does he seem like he's taken charge of the offense already?
Brandon, he's comfortable out there. And he's working. He's very tense. As far as being the leader, he's still working on it. And both of them working. Colt's working hard, too. And so... Cole's been a leader for a little minute now. He's been here before us. And so, Brandon, he's trying to fit in. He makes sure that he's doing his job first, you know, before he say anything. And he's leading by example, though. I'll tell you that.
Now that you've met Josh Gordon and you got to see him out there for the first time today, what are your early impressions of him?
I can't wait to see what he do on Sundays and what he's going to do when we get him pads on, because he got a real big body size, very strong, and he fast for his size. He ain't dropping no balls. And for what I can see, it don't look like he's scared of contact when he's going back into the, you know, a pile of men. Defensive guys is ready, you know, to try to tear his head off.
Thank you.
couple more guys.
Is it important for you to know who your starting quarterback is sooner than later? Is it important for the young guys to know who they're going to go after the season? Or what's this camp going to be like until they name a quarterback?
Well, if you don't know, I just came from University of Alabama, and we always had a two quarterback going into the first game. We had Greg McElroy, we had A.J. McCarron my first year, then we had A.J. McCarron, then we had Phil Sims. And so it was always kind of, you know, a mind mix-up, but I think I'm comfortable. I think we all comfortable with both of them. And me, I just think it's just the same old thing, you know, just at a different place.
Do